Well, in the 19th century, locomotives chugging by scared horses and cattle. In the 20th century, sonic booms panicked picnics and rattled windows. Well, now drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, are annoying just about everyone, and they're starting to be recognized as potential threats. Lockheed Martin Cyber Solutions is developing ways to counteract some of the threats from drones. Michael Panchenko is Lockheed's Director of Engineering and Technology, and he joins me now. Mr. Panchenko, good to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on.
All right, so we can think of lots of drone threats. They bump people in the head and so forth, but what do you see as the main emerging threats from drones, which is admittedly a large class of aircraft?
Well, sure. So they may be toys, but they can be used by a lot of bad actors. And so let's talk about how they're being used. So they're being weaponized to try to inflict physical destruction. There have been cases here in the U.S. where extremists have been arrested for planning attacks against various government buildings using drones that were outfitted with plastic explosives. They're being used for surveillance and intelligence gathering purposes. And they're also being used to disrupt critical infrastructure, such as interfering with military and civilian aircraft. So those are real threats.
All right. And we know that the FAA is trying to work on rules to operate them legitimately. But what can be done? What do you see as possible ways to counteract the various threats that they pose?
Right. So here at Lockheed, we've been developing some really innovative solutions using both cyber capabilities and laser systems to detect and defeat drones. In particular, we've got two products that we're developing. The first is called Icarus, which is designed to detect, recognize, intercept, and provide countermeasures against what are known as Class 1 and Class 2 drones. Now, without getting too technical, that refers to the small drones that pretty much anyone can buy off the shelf pretty much anywhere in the world. The other solutions we're developing are laser-based. So we're developing a laser weapon system that offers some additional flexibility to deter or even destroy a drone. So both of these solutions are really affordable alternatives to the conventional kinetic weapons. And when I say kinetic weapons, I mean things like bombs, bullets, and other munitions.
Yeah, you can swing baseball bats at them. People have shot shotguns at them. That's usually against the law in most jurisdictions. So how do they work? What do they do to they interrupt their ability to navigate?
Sure. So the Icarus system uses a variety of multispectral sensor technologies and advanced analytics. And combined with Lockheed Martin's advanced cybersecurity expertise, we can detect, characterize, and deliver a surgical countermeasure against the threat drone. Our laser weapons are another revolutionary technology. They offer the advantages of speed, flexibility, extremely high precision, and basically an infinite magazine of laser bullets. So it's a very low cost per shot that's really only possible with innovations like this.
I was going to say part of the issue is drones are so cheap that people can buy them in unlimited quantities that have bad intention. But yet you can't have a $1 billion solution to a $100 drone, I guess, is probably the problem for the government.
Exactly. To your point, you want to tailor your response kind of proportionate to the threat. So that's why both of our solutions, the Icarus solution and our laser solutions, are really very attractive because they do offer that affordable advantage against a real threat.
I'm thinking maybe you should have called the laser one Icarus, because Icarus is the person whose wings, the wax melted when he got too hot, close to the sun.
Well, that's right. That's the classic character from Greek mythology. But both systems basically use electromagnetic energy just in different parts of the spectrum. The Icarus system uses a combination of radio frequency technologies, whereas the laser system, of course, uses light waves to defeat these threats.
We're speaking with Michael Panchenko. He's Lockheed's Director of Engineering and Technology in the Cyber Solutions Division. So tell us how Icarus works. Do you need to set up a tower? Do you have something like a dish on the roof of a building and you watch for drones? And then what happens? How does this all set up?
Right. So the Icarus system is fairly self-contained. It's a fairly portable system. basically comprises a variety of sensors. So we have acoustic sensors, we have video sensors, we have RF sensors, and these sensors work in concert with one another to detect and characterize the threat. And then once it's detected and characterized, we use advanced analytics to determine the best way to deliver a countermeasure. So the ideal situation is for us to deliver energy that can take over the drone and bring it down in a controlled way. But, you know, that's not always possible. So in that case, you would want to use a directed energy solution, such as a laser weapon, to neutralize the drone. You know, for example, you can blind the reconnaissance sensors, or you can heat critical components like an engine to render the drone inoperable.
And so this is something that could be field deployed. For example, if there was a, you know, like the 4th of July, and you have a bandstand and a crowd, it could be used in that area to watch for threats in a particular zone?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the great things about the Icarus system. It's highly portable, easily deployed, and it doesn't require a lot of sophisticated user training. We designed it to be very simple for anyone to use. With about 15 minutes worth of training, anybody can become proficient in its use.
Well, how do you keep it out of the hands of people that shouldn't have a system like this? Or is it only available to government buyers?
That's correct. We restrict who would make this technology available to. So it's restricted primarily to federal customers. But we have been getting a lot of interest from law enforcement customers as well. But certainly its sale would be restricted.
I wonder about organizations like, you know, Major League Baseball or the National Football League, places like that are legitimate organizations. They're not law enforcement, but they may have a law enforcement requirement. Or would it be preferable to have local law enforcement at, a football game handle this system rather than officials of the organization itself?
So deciding on how these systems, where and how they can be used, really depends on local policy and federal government policy as well. So it's unlawful to interfere with navigation or deliver any kind of countermeasure unless you have the right authorities and permissions. So if a commercial entity like Major League Baseball or something like that wanted to use our system, they would have to coordinate it with the appropriate authorities.
And just give us a sense of what it looks like. Is it something that goes in carrying cases? Is it mount on the back of a pickup truck? What are we looking at if we were to see this thing?
So the Icarus system itself, basically it's a box. It's roughly about 12 inches by 10 inches by 8 inches.
Oh, that is the size of a bread box.
Absolutely, and it's highly modular. We can configure it to basically fit whatever operational environment it needs to work in. But it's extremely portable. It can be permanently mounted, or it can be employed in a mobile kind of situation as well.
All right, and what is the order of magnitude price of this? Is it like $1 million, $10 million, $100 million?
No, we structured this to be a very affordable system. It's a highly modular framework, so we can accommodate some additional sensors as well. But the key for us is really to make it very, very affordable. I can't really give you an exact price because it really depends on the specific scenario that we're trying to protect. It may require more sensors, some additional sensors that we have in our arsenal as well. And we've got some customers that have their own sensors that they would want to integrate with our system.
So there are some APIs to it, in other words, that people could add their own gear?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of the modularity that we built into it. Again, we can easily accommodate anyone's sensors. And we've got government customers that are interested in having us integrate their sensors into our system. And that really is something that we just haven't seen across the rest of the industry, a system that is that modular and flexible.
Michael Panchenko is Director of Engineering and Technology at Lockheed Martin Cyber Solutions. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom. Have a good day.